This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know we need to get to Mike Milbury, but first of all, Paul from Gloucester says he may be able to broker a deal on the greasy pole. Hello, Paul.
Hello. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
I used to be in charge of the list, making the list.
Yeah.
For the greasy pole.
Yep.
I'd rather negotiate offline with the greasy pole committee, but...
Okay.
I think there's a couple ways you can get chime on. I do know that if they tried to do it first thing in the morning, it is a big deal to get all the grease on and then have someone walk on it.
So, we could bring our own Crisco. Like, we would bring our own grease. All right, hang on.
So I think on the Friday morning of the greasy pole, they usually they put the grease on there on the Friday morning. So,
let's talk about it. I can offer you at the very least a pair.
Are you guys coming for a roadshow down here for this?
Yeah, there's a roadshow. We're at the Beauport Hotel, and I'll offer you a pair of succulent Red Sox tickets or Bruins tickets. Or
they
actually, maybe that won't help. But yes. All right, hang.
Yeah.
Okay,
I like that.
We'll see if maybe we can negotiate some kind of a deal.
Some juice.
Mike Milbury is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by findmassmoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. And Mike Milbury joins us on the phone because apparently he is traveling somewhere. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm fresh back from Florida. I'm at the Seaport Hotel in your neighborhood and doing a little function here this evening.
Oh.
But the chat, and I'm glad you're on to the greasy pole adventure.
Well, we're working on it. You weren't able to get it done, so I will step in and fix things like many of the owners had to do when you were a general manager in the NHL.
A lot of things about that, but none of them are really airworthy.
What is the event? Are you doing some kind of motivational speech?
I'm doing a speaking engagement tonight, so
all right. Excellent.
Yeah, right here at the Seaport Hotel, so I'm looking forward to that, and then I'm heading home afterwards. But I was in Florida. It was beautiful there, except I paid a lot of money to go to the One South Hotel or One Hotel in South Beach, and all I could hear all day long was techno music. My body was vibrating more than it has in a long time.
We must have just missed each other.
I was there last weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you stay?
At the One.
Oh, really? You stayed at the One as well. Did you like it?
I loved it. But yeah, there was a lot of like vibey music.
They loved techno down there.
All right. Well, listen, we talked a little bit about the Marchand bump, which lasted for a couple games. And then they're back to the ways of old. We can't hope about this season any longer, but you look at this team going forward and Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, and when it comes to looking toward the offseason, what do you think primarily they have got to focus on?
Well, before they get to anything, they have to make sure that their drafting is as good as it's been in a long time. I mean, they accumulated a few picks, and they have a chance to start to pile up a few prospects. But that doesn't mean you're going to get better right away. That means you're going to get better in 2, 3, 4 years. And so then free agency comes into play, and I don't know what the pool of talent is or how much they can spend. They took a swing and missed last summer. But they got to swing again. If they want this to be a short rebuild, it's going to have to take place not only in the draft, but certainly in free agency. They're going to have to find some gems along the way. Right now, it's an audition time. They got to find whether this kid Lizell is a prospect or not. I mean, I don't know if Patra has one goal in 33 games. That's not very encouraging. And Lauri, who looks like he's got some talent, is minus 24. That's embarrassing. I mean, they've got to corral these kids and find out which are keepers and which are AHL players, and that's what the rest of the season is all about. I mean, they're on the road for 5 games now. Most of the time, teams are happy when they come back with a 500 record on the road. If they have any kind of a glimmer of a chance, and I don't think there is one, they're going to have to win 4 out of 5.
Mike, is it possible in the NHL, and I don't know how it works for a team like the Bruins, because you said they swung and missed on free agency last year, is it possible to move out some of those guys, whether it's an Elias Lindholm, a Zadorov, a Hampus Lindholm, and say, all right, even though we just signed these guys, we missed, we're moving on, and we're now going to bring in new free agents?
It's hard to do. I mean, especially given what, and particularly with Lindholm, the amount of money that they gave him and their expectations that he would be a top 6 forward, and now it looks like he's a replacement for Charlie Coyle as a third line, good face-off guy, reliable defensively, but not very gifted offensively. And that's, you know, for them to try to move him is going to be tough, and it's a long-term contract. I think they're going to have to just eat it. And Zadorov is a little more tolerable in terms of finances, but he's a 4-5 guy, and they thought he was going to be at least a 3 or 4 guy, and he's not. And so, you know what? You swallow your mistakes, and you move on, and you try it again if ownership lets you.
Mike, do you think that Joe Sacco might be the biggest loser to come out of this season? To be with an organization for 11 seasons, then be put in a situation where you're the interim head coach with a team that just doesn't seem to be meshing? Like, is he getting screwed in all of this?
Yeah, and loser's the wrong term. There's nothing loser about Joe Sacco, even though his team's not winning right now. He's put in an impossible position.
That's what I meant by loser. I didn't mean, yeah.
He's doing the best he can with it, and I it's hard to judge him as a coach under these circumstances. I've been there in a situation on Long Island where we just didn't have talent, and it's frustrating, but there's not much you can do except just put your nose to the grindstone and try to work with younger players and try to get them in a better situation, but it's bleak now. And I, as a player, I never missed the playoffs, and it was, you know, I'm proud of that. But these guys, I know when they're in this situation, and I coached a team that didn't make it, it's tough to keep them motivated. It's tough to keep their spirits up. And, you know, that's a job that Joe Sacco has to address and try to keep them in a place where at least you're getting effort, and not easy to do. It really isn't. But, I hope for his sake that some of the young blood that's coming into the lineup will stay with it, realizing that they have a chance to make a lot of money and make an impact on this particular organization.
Mike, Shime and I kind of go back and forth on this one. I guess with your expertise, do you feel like this team has talent other than really Pasta and McAvoy? Do you feel like, yeah, and Swayman, but I mean like forwards, defensemen, forward-wise, do you feel like they have talented players?
They're clearly, they have role players, and they have some guys that can be effective in the bottom six of the lineup. And Geeky looks like he's having a heck of a year. Looks like he could be a top six forward along with Pasta, but there's a void in the high-end talent positions, and that's where you need to fill that void in order to become competitive. You can't go with role players. You need guys that are game changers, and they don't have enough of them. And particularly, as we've talked about many times, at the center position, at 1-2, if you can't fill those voids successfully, you're going to struggle. And they're struggling because of that right now. And so their focus has to be on filling that void of high-end talent with high-end talent through the draft, and if they're lucky, in free agency.
Something a little less depressing, Bobby Orr's birthday today. Do you have a favorite Bobby Orr story?
You know, in my first training camp, I was the A group. You know, the Orrs and Espositos were on at 10 o'clock. But I was so excited to get there, I was there before the 8 o'clock group went on. And it was Don Cherry's first year. And I was kind of, I walked into the locker room. I was trying to find some sticks. And the only guy in the locker room was Esposito. And it was just a tick before 8 o'clock. And in walked Bobby Orr, and so I sort of slinked back towards the bathrooms to get out of the way, and he started yelling at Phil. He said, "Phil, we didn't win the cup last year. What's the matter with you? Training camp's about to start. This is the first day with a new coach. Get your ass on the ice. Get your ass on the ice right now." I mean, whew, wow, what a way to start training camp. I mean, I knew who was running the show at that particular moment. His intensity was palpable, and, you know, Phil with a big Italian face. "Well, Bobby, you know," he said, "the new coach is out there. He's waiting for his guys to come out, and you're not out there."
"Yeah, sure thing."
"Hey, you sold that car yet?"
"Yeah, sold it to Carvana."
"Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy."
"The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient."
"Just like that?"
"Yep.
No hassle."
"None."
"That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get your ass out there. It was eye-opening. His intensity and his, you know, dedication to finding a way to win, and realizing when he said we didn't win the cup last year was like, you know, that was his goal, and he was not going to tolerate even a guy like Phil Esposito, one of his buddies and a great player, being late for practice on opening day.
LB used to always talk about, and he was fond of a tall tale, so we used to talk about Wayne Cashman and those guys drinking beers and smoking butts between periods. Was that accurate?
was there were a few guys that did that. You know, they went off to the side of the room, and I don't remember anybody drinking beers between periods. That's not something I saw, and not something I'd ever expect to see in the locker room. But there were a couple of guys that, you know, moved to the skate sharpening room and had a weed once in a while, but most of the time the guys were pretty dedicated to it, and nobody more than Orr. And my other Orr story is when I was coaching in Maine, and the team was really, it was my second year, and we were struggling a little bit, and I called him, and I wasn't that close with him, and I asked him if he possibly could come up and talk to the team. The guy drove up from Boston, spent a practice with the guys, didn't try to coach anybody. He was just there. And his presence is so palpable that, you know, the guys were just in la-la land. It was a big ask, and he came through. And that's sort of what a lot of people will tell you about him. If you ask him, he'll do you a solid.
Nicest guy in the world. Curtis always talks about flying with him down to Florida. He's just, golf tournament-wise, he's just the nicest man, and for his stature, an right. unbelievably nice
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I have the best two Bobby Orr stories of all time. One, I'm sending this Terp. I don't even have Terp's number. I'll send it later. But there's a photo of me standing in front of a private jet where Bobby Orr waited on the tarmac for over an hour and a half because my drunk ass got there late. He was the nicest guy alive, couldn't have been kinder, signed like 3,000 autographs for these Jimmy Fund patients. And then we get down there and we had a dinner night with a couple of pairs of listeners that had bid a bunch of money for the right to go down and have dinner with the show and with Bobby Orr. John Dennis tells us all that he's going to get Bobby and he's going to get him to Carrabba's because God knows what a budget. Big night out in Miami or Florida. Bobby Orr's not at dinner. John Dennis is seated at the dinner table. Where's Bobby? In the lobby of the Courtyard Marriott for another 90 minutes. Did he say one complaint? The greatest hockey player who right. ever lived was the nicest, most magnanimous guy on the face of the earth. Couldn't have been kinder. There is nobody on the planet that would have behaved that way.
Mike, thank you as always, and we will enjoy your speaking moment this evening in the Seaport, and we will talk to you again next week.
Well, have fun skiing.
All right, thank you. We are headed to Wachusett Mountain for the snow show tomorrow.
So it's literally my childhood. It was probably my fondest memories at Wachusett Mountain from grades 3rd to 8.
Hmm. I did enrage Bobby Orr, probably rightly so, on the old show because he locked himself out of his vehicle while playing golf at the International. And asked if he could, you know, the OnStar, asked if he could use my OnStar to get back in.
Yes.
And I shared that story because I thought it was of interest. And he was very upset that I...
Oh, wow.
He felt it made him look like an old man because he locked his locked himself out of his vehicle.
Well, that's fair.
But, yeah. I mean, that happens to all of us.
Yeah. It does.
It can happen at any age.
Yeah.
I mean, and certainly...
It's a lot harder to do it nowadays because the keys, all you need to do is just have them in your pocket and open the door. So...
Well. Yeah. I mean,
that's was happening then too. Like having the keys.
Yeah. No. Like, so
also had his keys on his belt.
Yeah, but he said he locked
massive
him in.
Ick.
No, some
massive ick.
He's saying he locked him in. Some cars, if the key's still in it, like you can't lock the door, or you just as long as the key's near you or in the car, the door will open.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Coming up, we're gonna play your Hill Notes back right now, Courtney, with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. After all the talk about not wanting divas in the locker room, the Pats had Stephon Diggs at the facilities yesterday. It's the first team he's visited since reconstructive surgery on his ACL 4 months ago. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Texans have signed Cam Robinson to a one-year deal worth between $12 and $14.5 million. And the Commanders and Deebo Samuel have agreed to a reworked contract. The Red Sox beat the Tigers yesterday 6-4. Today they have the Twins at Lee Health in Fort Myers. First pitch is at 6:05. You can listen to the matchup right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Bruins are in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights tonight. Puck drop is at 10. Hockey East semifinals and finals on the Odyssey app today and tomorrow. Cooper Boardman and Jimmy Connolly are on the call. play-in games last night saw Mount St. Mary's beat American. They will take on Duke, and Xavier beat Texas to now face Illinois. We're in full swing now. First round tips off at 12:15 today with Creighton and Louisville. You can listen to March Madness starting at noon on WEEI AM. And it's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. My apologies. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 40. Greg, 10 o'clock tonight. Your room or mine, B's Golden Knights?
I would say probably we should rent like a place to watch it on the big screen.
I love it. Okay. I love it. So we just had I have the picture now if you want to see. This is me in front of the private jet in Florida with Bobby Orr. This is unbelievable. I actually have audio of myself, if it gets on the Twitch there. I have audio of myself in front of it.
Barnes was reportedly in Santa Barbara training with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Curtis, you look so different.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I mean, you're half the size.
All right.
Oh, God. That guy had to, Bobby Orr, listen to that tub of goo. 41 degrees, hazy, afternoon high 54.